Proclamation number 7821 of 9th of February, 1961. God sets increased graces against the work of the adversary. The power of the adversary in the end time is great, but only because you humans yourselves grant him this power. His appendix. Thus everything spiritual that still walks the earth unredeemed as a human being supports this power itself as soon as it is active in his will, as soon as it allows itself to be influenced by him, who can only exert his influence on its solemn time as a human being. However, as soon as the human being resists him, he also has no power over him, for spiritual coercion is impossible for him since it concerns the human being's free decision of will. Hence you can never say that you are overpowered by God's adversary against your will, but if you allow yourselves to be influenced by him and misused for evil activity, then this is your free will. You therefore strengthen his power. And this becomes more and more apparent the closer the end is. You don't resist his influence, you are always willing to give in to his urging, and therefore you strengthen his power, which he now uses in the most shameful way by increasingly trying to dissuade people from believing in God, by driving people to most shameful deeds. And the human being does not defend himself, and yet could do so if only he would call upon Jesus Christ for help against him. Such a call will never be in vain. The human being will receive strength to resist, he will recognize the evil which wants to pull him down, he will resist, and, once he has made this attempt, he will turn to God ever more in order to get free from the adversary. But only a few people seek help from Jesus Christ. Few only recognize the adversary's game and seek to prevent it. He has the upper hand. People have mostly fallen prey to him, and therefore the apostasy from God, the apostasy from faith in Jesus Christ as divine Redeemer, is becoming ever greater and more obvious. For this is the adversary's ultimate aim, to deprive people of all faith. And his increased activity in the last days is the reason why God also pours out increased grace upon people in order to help those who do not want to surrender to the adversary but are severely oppressed. They receive grace upon grace, they are given strength to resist, and God himself stands by their side so that they need not succumb. This is why God also addresses people. He lets his word reach them again, he speaks to them through the mouth of a servant, and he gives them extraordinary strength through the supply of his word. And thus every person can free himself from the adversary's power who only seriously wants it. For the human being's will is decisive, the will alone curtails the opponent's power or strengthens it, and the human being's will is free. But the human being must also request the strength to resist in order to thereby give expression to his will, which is directed towards God. He must seek the connection with Jesus Christ and remain in this connection, because then he is also connected with God himself, who embedded himself in Jesus Christ. For God and Jesus Christ are one. And as soon as you humans only believe this, you will also constantly request strength and never be at the mercy of the adversary's will to destroy, for Jesus Christ, whom you now acknowledge, has overcome him, and to his power he must give way. And he will also have to let go of you as soon as you hold on to Jesus Christ. For if you stand on his side, then the adversary will have lost you to him irretrievably, then God himself will fight on your side and you will be victorious and no longer need to fear him. He will let go of you because he flees God and his light. Amen.